The following is a presentation of Regional Radio Sports. Whether it's AM 800 KREI, AM 1400 KJET, J98 The Boot, MIMOinfo.com, or at MIMOinfo Sports on Twitter, Regional Radio is your most comprehensive source for all area sports.
Welcome into the Fleek's Equipment pregame show. I'm Nick Lewis, and it is Mineral Area College Baseball on the regional radio airwaves. We're live from the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. A couple of contests to be played here from Hal Lowry Field in Park Hills, as Mineral Area College has started their season 14-2, and they'll be facing off against the JV team from Hannibal LaGrange, who enters this contest, the Trojans do, at 1-4-1 on the year. You look forward at the schedule for Mineral Area College as they're off to one of the best starts in program history, and you see some major Region 16 action coming up later this week. Crowder. It's going to be a contest consisting of four games, and it'll start Thursday. You'll have your doubleheader Friday, and then you'll have another one on Saturday. Those will be on the road, so Mineral Area College at this point 4-2 in Region 16 play, and a good chance today to work out a few things, make sure everything's tightened up, whether it's defensively, offensively, pitching-wise, which we do expect to see plenty of pitchers here today in the first and second games of our doubleheader, the first of which to be on AM 800 KREI here. It's going to be a great chance to tune up ahead of the contest against Crowder. It's Mineral Area College 4-2 in Region 16, 14-2 on the year, and actually they're undefeated on the road, 9-0, while they're 5-2 here at home. Those two losses coming to Region 16 opponent St. Charles back on March 2nd. Well, in other news for Mineral Area College Baseball, head coach Blake Jones is actually not here today. He's a little bit under the weather, a little bit ill, so sitting in for him in the pregame interview is assistant coach and pitching coach Ryan Verjink, and you're going to hear from him next on the Fleek's Equipment pregame show right here on AM 800 KREI.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fleek's Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fleek's locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fleek's Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fleek's Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fleek's.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fleek's Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fleek's locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fleek's Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fleek's Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fleek's.com.
Serenity Hospice Care's registered nurse, Jackie Mayner.
My story with Elmer actually starts with his wife, Clara. I started seeing them a couple of times a month, and Larry, that's their son, their only son. We were able to sit down and talk and ease his fears. And that's what hospice does. We're able to sit down and educate families and allow them that time.
The best portion of being a field nurse for hospice care is the fact that you're able to go in and care for that patient and that family at one of the hardest times of their lives. When I think of Elmer, it's like thinking of my second father. And I can remember him with such joy and know that I was able to make a difference in his life to the very end. Hospice work is not a career. It's a calling, and it makes life beautiful in all its stages.
Back Back in on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show, it is the Mineral Area College men's baseball team taking on Hannibal LaGrange today. And now joining us, we have Ryan Verjink. He's the assistant coach for Mineral Area College, a pitching coach as well. And he joins us now. Coach Jones a little bit ill, so he's not going to be here today, but we do have Ryan with us. And Coach, it's been one of the better starts in program history for your team. And I know you've got some big games coming up later in the week, and this is probably a good chance against Hannibal LaGrange to, you know, put together some good performances and get your legs under you for these upcoming matchups you've got in Region 16. What's your goal here today? What do you hope to get out of these two games?
Man, first off, we're just glad to be outside again and enjoying the nice weather. Hopefully we'll have the chance to get some guys in, and we'll go through a lot of arms today, kind of treat it as a staff day where we'll get some work, hopefully shuffle some hitter around too and let them get some action as well.
You mentioned the weather, and you're right, it's a partly cloudy out here. Looks like it's going to get around 50 degrees or so, and I think a lot of people around the area are happy about that. Does it start to feel like baseball weather now at this point?
No doubt. With what we've been going through, this feels about like 85 degrees for me, so I'm pretty excited about it.
Well, Coach, you've got a really good offense, and I think we kind of knew that about you coming into the season, and so far that's certainly played out on the field. Who are some of your big boppers in the middle of that order that have led you so far?
Obviously, Liam Hicks is having an incredible year. The kid's got 10 home runs, and he's only struck out 6 times. Anytime you see that, that's pretty remarkable. Caleb Fierstake's had a really good year as well. Tommy Van de Sanden. We got a big kid in Herman Sepulveda that's in the middle of the order that puts some fear in pitchers whenever he's in the box as well. But top to bottom, we've had guys producing.
Well, Coach, and let's talk about the pitching as well. You guys have had a good year on both sides of the ball. You said it's going to be a staff day today. Who are some guys? Well, we'll start with game one. Who's going to start today? And then who are some guys after that that you hope to slot in and get some good innings?
It'll be Blakeney Kirby on the mound game one. He's a good power arm that came in at semester, and he's been really good for us. You'll see Ryan Paschal, Spencer Burnham, David Webb, Cole Allen, who started last week. He threw really well against Crowley's Ridge. Almost everybody will get some action today on the mound, hopefully, if things are going well.
Coach, sounds good. Thanks for the time, and good luck today.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
It's assistant coach Ryan Verjink for Mineral Area College men's baseball. We'll be back with more next on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show.
Hello, this is Jan.
Hi. Can I save on a new Toyota?
Yes, with great deals now through April 1st, you can ready, set, go get your Toyota today.
I can't wait to get out. I've been watching way too much TV.
Oh, yeah? What's on?
Game show. Anyway, I got this list of things I want to do this spring.
Bet I could name them.
Really? Our contestant Jan here is risking it all on this final question. Name the 3 things I can't wait to do.
Go camping in a RAV4.
Correct.
Road trip in a Camry.
Yes.
How about take a tundra fishing?
Ooh, 1 strike left, Jan.
I'll say off-roading in a Tacoma.
Show me off-roading in a Tacoma.
Oh, I can't believe it. Hi, Mom!
Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota. I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice. Think Twin City.
Back in at Hal Lowry Field, Nick Lewis here to give you the action of Mineral Area College and Hannibal LaGrange. Just about ready to get started here. On the mound for Mac is Blakeney Kirby, a righty making his 2nd start of the year. He'll face off against this lineup for the Trojans. Jake Pybarski will start off. He's leading off. Kota Nakayama is 2nd in the lineup. Then it's Nate Hudson. 4th will be Jacob Bouchard. 5th, Brock McLeod. 6th, Daniel McClung. 7th, Dakota Brizendine. 8th is Daniel Brody. And 9th, Mason Jones. We are ready to get started here. First pitch about to be thrown by the redshirt freshman, Blakeney Kirby. A righty. He comes set, makes the pitch from the windup, and it's a little bit inside on a fastball for ball one. So Kirby again, his 8th appearance on the year, 2nd start. He's 1-0 with a 3.38 ERA in the early season. This one's popped up in the air into right field, and it's hooking towards the line and making the play out there. As it touches down is the right fielder, Jake Pryor. It's a foul ball that landed in foul ground, so another chance for number 6, Jake Pybarski, the shortstop, to step back in. 1-1 counts. first batter of the game here. Those starting lineups, by the way, were brought to you by Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and it's a little bit low in the zone, but in there. A fastball makes it now 1-2. And you heard from assistant coach Ryan Verjink pregame. He thinks this could very well be a staff day for the MAC pitchers. Here's the 1-2 pitch, a little bit downstairs this time, out of the zone. That'll even up the count 2-2. Bloomsdale Bank pitching matchup. Again, it is Blakeney Kirby. On the other side, Ryan Lunsford is who you'll see for the Trojans. This one's popped up in the air, out of play. It's a foul ball, and it's still 2-2. So battling here is Pivarski. And here comes the 2-2. This one's a little bit upstairs now, 3-2. So a doubleheader to be played between Mineral Area College and Hannibal LaGrange. Again, Mineral Area College 14-2 on the year, 5-2 at home, 4-2 in Region 16 play. Here's the payoff pitch. It's a little upstairs, and walking is Rybarski on a 3-2 count. Rybarski out of Spring Grove, Illinois. That'll bring up now the lefty, Kota Nakayama. Nakayama playing center field here today, number 37. And now operating from the stretch is Kirby. A bunt attempt, but the bunt's taken back. It's high, ball one from Blakeney Kirby. Nakayama from Japan, a sophomore. Listed as a righty in the roster, but here he is batting left-handed. So an interesting setup there. So that one's high, ball two. Now 2-0 on the count here from Hal Lowry Field. Pretty nice day out here. It's about 51 degrees at the moment. High is going to be 53, north wind of about 8 miles an hour. 2-0 pitch, bunt attempt. It's in there for a strike. The bunt was missed. It's a passed ball, and advancing to second base is the runner, Rybarski. Pass ball, now a runner in scoring position for Hannibal LaGrange. And the count now 2-1 on Nakayama. Kirby from the stretch, comes set, delivers, and this one's drilled out to left field, a line drive coming in and diving, trying to make the catch there is Perks. Did he make the play? Yes, he did. A nice diving play there as we waited for the umpire's call. It is a catch for Perks, and down goes Nakayama, a line out to left field. That's a big play there. A hit would not have scored a run because the runner, Rybarski, was not sure what was going to happen. He was kind of waiting near second base, so would have just moved him up to third, but now an out with one runner on still, and here comes Nate Hudson, the catcher, batting third in the Hannibal LaGrange lineup, and a strike thrown in there from Blakeney Kirby. 0-1 the count. As Kirby, number 37, faces off against number 4, Nate Hudson. Kirby eyes the runner there at second base, who got on with a walk, advanced on a pass ball to Rybarski. Here's the 0-1, a little bit high, ball one. Nate Hudson from Oak Grove, Missouri. Stands 5'10", 180 at the catcher position. Also listed as a third baseman, the sophomore is. A little bit of versatility there. Here's a 1-1 off-speed pitch. Hits the outer half of the plate. Nice one there from Kirby. And you can make it now 1-2. On deck, Jacob Bouchard, the cleanup hitter. And Kirby would like to retire Hudson here before he gets to him. Here comes the 1-2 pitch here from the top of the first inning, and it is just a little bit low at the knees, ball two. A doubleheader to be played here today, and we'll have the first one for you as we do at this very moment, right here on AM 800 KREI. Second game scheduled to be played around 3. That'll be off our airwaves. Here's the 2-2, a little bit low. Downstairs at the shoes, it's ball 3-2. Another full count worked by a Hannibal LaGrange Trojan. Rybarski walked on a 3-2. Let's see what Hudson does with his opportunity on 3-2. From the stretch, Kirby looks back the runner and brings the pitch, and it's downstairs, ball 4. Second walk of the inning issued by Kirby. And Blakeney in a little bit of trouble now. It's walk number 7 on the year. And 13 and now 2/3 innings pitched. So up to bat now, lefty Jacob Bouchard. With two runners on at second and first. No score in the top of the first inning. Hannibal LaGrange trying to strike first with one out. Here's the pitch. Right down the middle, a fastball, strike 1. Nice comeback pitch there from Kirby. Blakeney Kirby from Greenville, Missouri. Redshirt freshman. Sat out last year, getting his opportunity this year with, again, his 8th appearance and 2nd start. This one misses low. Nice block, though, by the catcher Liam Hicks. Keep it in front of him and prevent the runners from moving up. Liam Hicks will talk about plenty here today. He's got 10 home runs on the early season. It's good for 2nd in the country. He's also got 24 RBI. 63 total bases, as does his teammate Caleb Fiersake have. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. High pitch there. Swung on and whiffed by Bouchard. It's now 1-2. In 51 degrees, that's the Doe Run Company weather update, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future. A 1-2 pitch with one out here. It comes from Kirby, and a swing and a miss. He got him. Down goes the cleanup man Bouchard, and now 2 outs in the inning. First strikeout for Blakeney Kirby. Partly cloudy skies here today. And you heard from assistant coach Ryan Verjink pregame. Everybody's happy to have this type of weather. It's not perfect. You know, the wind still makes it a little bit chilly, but you'll certainly take it over rainy and 40 degrees or whatever. Now 2 down, 2 on. And a look at the runner, and the throw goes into center field. Kirby tried to pick off the runner, but not reacting in time was Rybarski, so he actually stays planted at second base as Fiersake in center field recovers the baseball. So no harm done. Brock McLeod in there now, batting right-handed against the righty Kirby. Again, 2 on at second and first, 2 outs, top of the first inning, no score. And the first pitch is a fastball right down the middle, strike 1 to McLeod. McLeod was actually not in the original starting lineup we were given. But after a late scratch to one of his teammates, he did end up making the cut. This one misses outside, ball 1. Christian Crone is actually set to play third base and hit 5th. But instead, Brock McLeod is in there. 1-1 the count, 2 down. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off behind home plate, and it hits off the cage, trickles over the fence, and lands just a little bit behind our broadcast booth. Again, the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. 1-2, 2 outs. One more strike, and Kirby's out of this inning. Can he do it here? The pitch, just a little bit low, ball 2. Serenity Hospice Care uniform check. Peace of mind when you need it most. Mineral Area College in red jerseys, white pants. All grays for the Trojans of Hannibal LaGrange. Here's the 2-2 from Kirby. Runner goes from second. It misses low and a stolen base. Rybarski takes third. So now runners at the corners. A full count, 2 outs. And you expect the man at first base, Hudson, to probably take off here. No reason not to, with a 3-2 count and 2 down. We have seen a lot of 3-2 counts. Kirby certainly laboring here in this top half. Here's the payoff pitch, and he got him. A swing and a miss. Kirby gets out of the inning with his second strikeout, and he strands two, and the inning comes to an end. We'll head to the bottom of the first next. No score for the Trojans Cardinals coming up.
Make it a great family night at Applebee's Bar and Grill. Hi, this is Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. Start out with a couple of appetizers, have the kids choose from the kids menu, and then for yourself, how about double crunch shrimp, hand-battered fish and chips, or cedar salmon with maple mustard glaze? Go to Applebee's.com to get specific times for happy hour and half-price appetizers. Doing good in the neighborhood at Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at BryantRestorationCo.com.
Your source for all your local news, weather, sports, and information. We are the voice of Missouri's Parkland, AM 800, KREI, Farmington, Fredericktown, Irondale.
Back in on AM 800, KREI, bottom of the first, about ready to get started here. Ryan Lunsford on the mound for Hannibal LaGrange. And the Trojans actually stranded two runners in that top half of the first, a couple of free passes that they were not able to convert on. And now it will be Mineral Area College with their power-heavy lineup. Leading off will be Caleb Fearstake, hitting second, Liam Hicks. Third will be Tommy Van de Sanden. Fourth, Jake Pryor. Fifth, Herman Sepulveda. Sixth, Riley Perks. Seventh, Dylan Thomas. Eighth, Anyelo Marte. And ninth, Jared Jones. That's the lineup for Mineral Area College. A couple of names you should take notice of. Liam Hicks, he's got 10 home runs, and Caleb Fearstake, he's got 7 on the year. Fearstake to hit first, and Hicks to hit second here in this bottom of the first. Of course, those lineups are brought to you by Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. And a check of your weather again, the Doe Run Company weather update. Doe Run Company providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future. Northwest wind now of 9 miles an hour. It's moved up from 7 to around 9, so things picking up a little bit, and the wind chill's looking at about 50 degrees with a temperature of 52. Lefty Fearstake in there now, facing off against Lunsford, the righty. Lunsford brings his first pitch. Fearstake takes it low, and we're underway for the Cardinals here in the bottom of the first. Get no score after half an inning. Hannibal LaGrange with a couple chances, couldn't quite convert. Here's the 1-0. And Fearstake takes a hack at this one, pops it up into left field. It's shallow, and it's going to drop in fair territory. And Fearstake's got the wheels, and he's going to get all the way to second base with a double. He just dropped that one in between third base and left field. And Fearstake, he's barreled up a lot of baseballs this year. That wasn't necessarily one of them, but he will take it. Batting 484 coming in to this one. So a double for Caleb Fearstake and now Liam Hicks to enter into the batter's box, again from the left side. These two sophomores starting off for the Cardinals. At second, Fearstake. And the first pitch to Hicks is high, ball one. Lunsford now already working out of the stretch, number 17 on his back. A little bit of shade has taken hold of the field here as the sun's covered up by some clouds. Lunsford with a 1-0 count brings the pitch, and this one is swung on and belted to deep center field. Back at the wall is the center fielder, and he's going to have room to make the catch with his back to the wall. That'll be enough to move Fearstake up to third, and Hicks just barely missed his 11th home run of the season. So a deep fly out to center field. And now Tommy Van de Sanden is due up next. Van de Sanden, a freshman. He'll get his opportunity here from the Netherlands. He's listed as an infielder. He's playing shortstop here today. Nice play there from Nakayama in center field just a moment ago. Runner at third, one out here in the bottom half of the inning, and this ball misses high to Van de Sanden. It's 1-0. So Bierstake with all that speed at third. A slow ground ball will certainly score him, you'd think. Sack fly would do the job as well. Here's the 1-0 to Van de Sanden, and again, it's high and inside this time, ball two. Scoreboard out in right center field. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard reads 0-0, but Mineral Area College with a chance to change that here with Van de Sanden at the plate, and he takes inside for another ball. I believe it should say 3-0 on the scoreboard. Right now it still says 1-0. As Lunsford from the stretch looks into his catcher's mitt. It's Hudson back there. And here comes the delivery. And again, missing inside. And the ball gets away from the catcher. And scoring from third is Fierstake. So Fierstake comes in. And moving up to first base will be Van de Sanden with a walk. It is 1-0 Mineral Area College. Fierstake on the pass ball gets home. Van de Sanden now stands at first. So already a 1-0 lead for Mack. And here comes Jake Pryor batting from the left side. Third lefty out of four batters so far for Mack. Here's the pitch. Pryor takes low but in the zone. Strike one. Jake Pryor, a sophomore from Ironton, Missouri. Tons of local talent on this Mack team, and head coach Blake Jones has done well to build this roster. That's played out on the field in with the record of 14-2. This one misses out of the zone now, 1-1 to Pryor. Jake Pryor, another one of those, again from Ironton. Here's the 1-1 from Lunsford. The delivery, the pitch. It's in there high in the zone, strike two. You got 330 to left field, 375 to left center, 380 to dead center where Hicks just missed a home run a moment ago, 345 right center, and 300 feet short porch in right field. Certainly plays well with all these lefties that Mack has if you're able to pull the ball, but here's a swing and a miss from Pryor, and down he goes. A strikeout for Pryor, first strikeout for Lunsford, and Herman Sepulveda will come up next. Two down now for Mack, a runner at first. It's Van de Sanden who walked. A run is scored in the form of Fierstake, who doubled and came around on the pass ball. And Sepulveda, a righty, steps in next. First pitch from Lunsford to Sepulveda, misses low, ball one. Hearing Care Partners' upcoming broadcast, they listen so you can hear. Reminder that North County and Fredericktown girls soccer is on the airwaves on J98 later. That should be fun. Andy's got the call for you on that one. As diving back in after a check on the runner is the runner, Van de Sanden. Lunsford trying to keep him at bay. And here's the 1-0 from Lunsford. It's in there for strike one. So Van de Sanden over there at first. He's got 5 stolen bases on the year. And that actually leads his team, tied for the lead with Sepulveda, the man at the plate right now. The 1-1 from Lunsford misses low in the dirt and stopped by Hudson that time. It's 2-1. Hudson, of course, the catcher. As with a 1-0 lead, Mineral Area College trying to add on, but a runner not in scoring position right now. That's why I bring up the stolen base numbers. That's certainly a possibility. Here's a swing and a bouncing ball foul off the bat of Sepulveda. And that brings the count even now at 2-2. Here from Howe, Lowry Field, and Park Hills. 2-2. As Lunsford tries to escape, only giving up one run. He needs one more strike to do it. He looks in and brings the pitch. Runner goes. This one's popped up into the air, into center field. Drifting over is the outfielder, and diving and not able to make the play is the left fielder. That's going to be a double at least. Heading for third now, pumping the brakes, is Sepulveda, but he's got an RBI double. In to score comes Tommy Van de Sanden. And it was Brizendine, unable to make a diving play. So Sepulveda gets the job done, an RBI double, and it's now 2-0 Mineral Area College. And next up is Riley Perks. Brizendine just missed making a fantastic play there. And Perks comes in now, batting left-handed. First pitch to him is high, ball one. And again, great to have all these lefties when you look in right field and the short porch is 300 feet. Haven't seen one pulled in that direction just yet, but certainly a staple of the MAC offense. Perks the sixth hitter in this lineup, so sixth man to come to the plate here in the bottom half of the first. A strike one delivered by Lunsford. Both games scheduled to go 7 innings today. Of course, the first of which on our airwaves, the second of which will not be. Run rule looking like 10 after 5 should it come into play. 1-1 from Lunsford, misses low ball 2. Mac certainly has had their share of high-octane offense this year. They've been able to earn a couple run rules, including against Crowley's Ridge on Tuesday, March 12th. 16-0 was that score. This one misses low and gets by the catcher, Hudson, and advancing to third base is Sepulveda. Guess that'll probably go down as a wild pitch. And now a runner at third, 3-1 count, 2 outs, and Riley Perks, the left fielder, still in the batter's box. With a red and blue hat, Ryan Lunsford looks in, makes the pitch, and misses low, ball 4. Second walk of the inning. And as he gets a little bit of encouragement from his dugout here on the first base side, come on, Lunsy, somebody yells. On first now is Perks. On third base, Sepulveda. And stepping in now, Dylan Thomas, the freshman second baseman, is the seventh batter for Mineral Area College here in the bottom half of the first. First pitch is in there, a breaking ball, strike one. We'll see what Hannibal LaGrange wants to do with their pitching staff here today. We talked about it for Mac. It's likely to be a staff day. We'll see how long Lunsford goes as he misses in the dirt ball one. Nice block there from Hudson. Probably depend on if he can get out of this inning quickly. If not, might be a short day for Lunsford. And we'll just have to see who else is available for Hannibal LaGrange here today. As there's still one more game to be played at 3. This 1-1 misses low. Thinking about going there at first was Perks, but he turned on the brakes and retreated to his base. It's now 2-1. Two outs, 2-1 pitch coming from Lunsford. Here it is with his right hand. Misses high, ball 3. So Dylan Thomas up now. Yellow Marte is on deck, and then in the hole it's Jared Jones who hits ninth. Blakeney Kirby gave up no runs in his first inning of work for Mac. Here's the 3-1 pitch, a swing and a miss. It's now 3-2. Going off speed there was Lunsford. Looked like Thomas was expecting a fastball. And the count runs full, 3-2. Thomas with the black helmets, red jersey, black sleeves. The full count pitch is popped up into the air shallow left field. It's hooking towards the line, and it's going to get down in fair territory. One run scores, and it's going to be an RBI double for Dylan Thomas. 3-0 Mineral Area College as Sepulveda came in to score. Advancing to third was Perks. And that's the second time for Mack that they've been able to split the difference between the third baseman and the left fielder and just deposit one in to shallow left. Fierstake did it to lead off the inning, and now Thomas does it as well. It is 3-0 Mack. Two runners on at second and third. Here is Marte. Righty-righty matchup here, and a swing and a miss. A little bit behind that one was Marte. A fastball, 0-1. So Mack feeling good here in the bottom half of the first, already up 3-0. Lunsford brings the pitch. This one's popped out of play, foul above our heads. That makes the count now 0-2. And Marte down 0-2. This is a rare situation for a Mack hitter as the Cardinals have been working ahead in most counts. Marte to dig himself out of trouble here. 0-2 pitch is just ticked to the catcher who could not make the grab. So still 0-2, and Marte another chance. Now quick little visits. One of the baseballs that was foul just a moment ago being returned to the umpire's possession. Now we're just about ready to resume play. 0-2 still the count. Lunsford digs in, brings the pitch. Marte swings, hits one hard into right center field, and this one is going to drop in front of the second baseman, and the center fielder couldn't get there. An RBI single, make it a 2-RBI single for Aniello Marte, and it's 5-0 Mineral Area College. Perk scores, Thomas scores. And again, Mack not necessarily barreling the baseball up, but finding the holes in the defense. And a 2-RBI single for Marte. So Mack has indeed batted around. Jones is set to come up next. And a mound visit for Lunsford here, who's given up 5 runs in the bottom half of the first. Head coach of Hannibal LaGrange, Marty Sarton, he's out there to talk with his pitcher. And Sarton rocking one heck of a goatee, if I do say so myself. He's done with his visit on the mound, and Jared Jones to step in now. 5-0 the score. On first base is Marte. 2 outs. And Lunsford digs back in. He'll bring the pitch. It's swung on and missed. A low changeup. 0-1. Jared Jones, an infielder, he's playing first base here today. Here's the 0-1 from Lunsford. Runner thinks about going, does not. It's a high pitch. It's now 1-1. Again, Jones, a local guy as well, from Irondale, Missouri. Plenty of those guys for Coach Jones. 1-1. This one misses high. Not sure if Coach Jones is listening back home, but hope he's doing better. I know he's a little bit ill today. But his team is holding down the fort so far. As here's the 2-1 pitch from Lunsford. He brings it. And it's in there low. Stealing the base, though, from first is Marte, and the throw not in time. Might have been a bit of a delayed steal there from Marte. He gets in. It's now a 2-2 count to Jones, a runner in scoring position once again for Mineral Area College. And time's called here. Not exactly sure the reason why. Well, it looks like another baseball being returned to the field. And now Jones will step back into the batter's box. Mack coming into this game batting .314, a .440 on base percentage, and a .585 slugging. You can see why here. They just have yet to hit a home run. That's about the only thing missing from this inning. Came close with Hicks. He flew out to deep center. Here's the 2-2, a swing and a bouncing ball foul towards the first base side. And we'll do it again at 2-2. So if Jones is able to reach, Fierstake will come back up to the plate. He's already batted in this bottom of the first. And again, run rule is expected to be here today with the doubleheader 10 after 5. Here's the 2-2. This one's popped up into the air. Foul ground on the first base side. Will there be room to make the catch? There will be, and the play is made there by Bouchard. So a foul out to first base ends the inning, but not before Mack scores 5 runs. It is 5-0 Cardinals. We'll head to the second next on AM 800 KREI.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is excited to share with you a revolutionary way to take your medicine. iCarePack allows us to work with you to synchronize and package your medications by the date and time of day you need to take them. No more pill planners, no more second-guessing yourself. The packaging is completely portable and can be taken with you for day trips, vacations, and doctor visits. Let Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy package your medication with a little extra TLC because you are worth it. iCarePack, only at Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy.
Need a place to sight in your rifle or practice responsible firearms use? Mineral Area College and the Department of Natural Resources have partnered to offer the community the Sergeant Darrell S. Cole Memorial Shooting Range. Located in Park Hills, the covered 12-lane range offers distances from 3 to 100 yards with a 100-meter line for competition. Rates are $6 an hour with discounts for law enforcement and veterans. Ammo, targets, and hearing and eye protection are available for purchase. For more information, call 573-330-5289.
Back in on AM 800, KREI, 5-0 Mineral Area College after one here against Hannibal Grange. And it's going to be a new pitcher to begin the second inning. We told you it's likely to be a staff day for Mack, and that's certainly playing out so far on the field. Spencer Burnham is the new pitcher, a sophomore who comes into this one with 6 appearances, 4 starts. That'll now be 7 appearances for the sophomore. And Burnham on the year, a 4.29 ERA. So he replaces Kirby, who pitched just one inning, gave up a couple of walks, but did not surrender a run in that top of the first. Then, of course, that led to Mineral Area College scoring 5 runs of their own, and that's where the lead is now at 5-0. Due up in this inning for the Trojans is McClung, Brizendine, and Brody. 6, 7, and 8 hitters, as Hannibal LaGrange sent 5 to the plate in the top half of the first. Just were unable to get the requisite runs. So Burnham's first chance of the day, a right-handed pitcher facing off against a righty hitter, and the first pitch is swung on and fouled straight back up against the cage, strike 1. That's the New Era Bank first pitch of the inning. And here's the second pitch of the inning. An 0-1 fastball is swung on and missed. It's now 0-2. Again, tune in to J98 later today, as North County and Fredericktown girls soccer action to be played. That's a 3-pitch at bat. Swinging strike from McClung there. He strikes out. Burnham gets the K. Kirby had a couple strikeouts. Burnham now joins him with 1. And thanks to Hearing Care Partners, by the way, for that look at the upcoming broadcasts. Another swing and a miss. A fastball. Brizendine couldn't catch up. It's 0-1. That should be fun. Fredericktown with about 4 girls that have already signed to a college. Here's a check swing foul out of play. North County brings back plenty from a successful year last year. Those two teams played in a thriller that went down to the wire a season ago, so certainly tune in to Andy's call of that. As again, working ahead at 0-2 is Burnham. He struck out McClung with an 0-2 pitch. Can he do the same with Brizendine here? And here's the delivery. A swing and a pop-up And towards the first base side, will there be room? No. Not able to get there in time was Jones. There actually was room at the very end of the cage. Perhaps the gate, I should say. But it gets down, and count still remains 0-2 with one out. Brizendine will step back in. That last pitching change, by the way, brought to you by Midwest Sports Center. Here's the 0-2. It's in there for strike three looking. A backwards K this time for Burnham. So a swinging and a looking. Burnham with two consecutive Ks of different varieties to begin the top half of the second. Again, 5-0 Mineral Area College after Max scored five in the bottom half of the first. And up now is Brody. He swings and misses strike one. Daniel Brody, a left-handed batter. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss, 0-2. And Spencer Burnham is tough to figure out right now for the Trojans. That's the third consecutive time that Burnham's worked into an 0-2 count, and he has a chance to finish the inning right here. The pitch just misses outside, ball one. That's his first ball thrown of the inning. A great chance here for Mac to work out some things before returning to Region 16 play, and they're looking good early on. The 1-2 pitch just misses a little bit inside, ball two. So 2-2 now the count. Burnham, a sophomore, steps back in. Brings the pitch and misses a little bit low, ball three. So Brody's done a good job of working back from trouble. He was down 0-2. It's now 3-2. And Burnham will bring the payoff pitch here. Swinging a foul ball straight back to the cage. Still looking for a Gilster Mary Lee drive of the game. Hicks almost was the recipient very early on. Just missed a home run by feet from Mineral Area College. Here's the 3-2 to Brody. And it's right down the middle, strike three looking. He got him. Spencer Burnham comes in for an inning here in the second, and he strikes out the side. One swinging, two looking. And Animal LaGrange goes down 1-2-3. Max still up 5-0. To the bottom of the second we go on AM 800 KREI.
Big Steve's on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. And Steve, as the weather gets warmer and folks get outside, now's the time to come see you at Midwest Sports Center.
Definitely come on down. The weather is getting better. We have got all sorts of deals on side-by-sides, ATVs, zero-turn mowers, motorcycles, watercraft, you name it. We can deck you out however you like. I'm Big Steve. Give me a call. I'll get you the best deal in town.
Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67, Farmington, and now in Poplar Bluff.
Hi, welcome to the UPS store.
Yeah, I'd like to ship this package.
Great, I can help you with that and every other ing.
Did you just say every other ing?
Printing, packing, copying, faxing, freighting, any ing your small business needs.
Shredding.
Yep.
Mailboxing.
Uh-huh.
Notarizing.
That too.
Wow, that's really some ing.
Now you're getting it.
The UPS Store, every ing for small business, and of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
5-0 Mineral Area College as we head to the bottom half of the second. Mac a chance to extend their lead. As we get an update from the home plate umpire, a new catcher is out there for Hannibal LaGrange, number 33 for the Trojans, is now checked in. So a couple of changes to be expected. Doubleheader, you got to get some guys some work and some rest. Noah Magdich is in there now for Nate Hudson. So Magdich gets his first action behind the dish. Still out there pitching is Ryan Lunsford. Would like to thank a few sponsors for making our broadcast possible today. Fleegs Equipment in St. Jen and Lennington. New Era Bank in Farmington, Fredericktown, Park Hills, DeLoge and Bonterre. Coles Tractor and Equipment in Farmington. The Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus. The UPS Store in Festus, Comtree in Festus, Twin City Toyota in Herculaneum, Jefferson College in Hillsboro, and the YMCA of Jefferson County in Festus. Stepping in is Fierce Steak. He'll lead off the second, just as he did the first. Lunsford brings the pitch. It's low for ball one. Yes, indeed. Mineral Area College batted all the way around, sent all nine batters in the lineup to the plate in the first inning. And they were the recipient of five runs for their efforts. Fierce Steak already 1-for-1 with a double and a run. We'll look to add on to his totals here. The 1-0 pitch from Lunsford. Swung on and fouled back. Out of play as it clears a tree behind the stands here and bounces into the little road area behind the grass. 1-1 now the count. As Fierce Steak, the lefty, waits for the righty Lunsford, who misses high ball two. As long as none of those foul balls hit our vehicle, then we'll be good. Made sure to park a little bit further back, so. 2-1 pitch from Lunsford. Swinging a miss here from Fierce Steak. It's now 2-2. Fierce Steak coming into the game 11th in the country with a .484 batting average. He's already added on to that with a double. And he'll look to do it again here as Lunsford steps back in. Gets into his windup and brings the 2-2 pitch. Fierce Steak, a ground ball to the first base side. A foul ball as it's picked up by Bouchard. And we'll try that again. Fierce Steak, 6th in the country in home runs with 7. 5th in the country in slugging percentage, a little bit over 1,000. He's got power. Here's the 2-2 again from Lunsford. Fierce Steak swings and misses. A low changeup. Down he goes. Nice pitch there from Lunsford. Looks like Fierce Steak might have been ready for a fastball. And for Lunsford, that's strikeout number 2 of his outing. Coming up next is Liam Hicks. And all those things we said about Fierce Steak, they're pretty much true of Hicks as well. He comes in 6th in batting average, 2nd in the country in home runs. Also 1st in slugging, 2nd in on base, 33rd in RBI. He takes this one in there for a strike one. Him and Fierce Steak both with 63 total bases heading into this contest. It's now 0-1. Lunsford from the windup brings the pitch. Misses just a little bit high, and that'll even things up at 1-1. Thanks to the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard for telling us it is 5-0 Mineral Area College. As Lunsford waits and brings the 1-1. Swing and a miss, 1-2. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities they serve. I think Hicks is hoping to serve up a long ball. He just missed one, flying out deep to center field in the first. He's 0-1. And here's the 1-2. This time he pops this one a mile, and I mean a mile into the air. It's finally going to come back down, and it's just missed on the catch attempt in foul territory. McLeod trying to reach over the fence and went off his glove. And Hicks will get another opportunity with a 1-2 count still on the scoreboard. Talked about it in the Fleek's Equipment pregame show, how powerful this lineup is, and it's really not a lot of weaknesses for Mac in the 1-9. Here comes the 1-2 from Lunsford. The pitch is swung on and missed. Got him. Two consecutive strikeouts for Lunsford, and impressive to do it against the two best hitters in this lineup. Fierce Steak and Hicks both go down. 3 strikeouts now for Lunsford. Mac still does lead 5-0. But now with 2 outs in the bottom half of the 2nd, here comes Tommy Van de Sanden. He's the shortstop today, hitting 3rd, a freshman, having a fantastic season, batting .352 heading into the contest. Lunsford brings the pitch, misses low ball 1. Van de Sanden, a .556 slugging percentage, which isn't quite over 1,000 like a Hicks or a Fierce Steak, but nothing to sneeze at all, and he's also got the .478 on base percentage to go along with it. Up high, missing, there's Lunsford, now 2-0. Van de Sanden making at-bat number 55 here of the year. This one misses low, ball three. Would be 56, but he walked in inning number one, so not an official at-bat there. And Van de Sanden came around to score the second run of the game. And a look to get on base here. It's already 3-0, so another walk could be in his future. Here's the pitch from Lunsford, and it misses high. No, it's going to be in there, just barely in the zone for a strike one. So Lunsford gets the benefit of the doubt there. It's now 3-1. Van de Sanden can still be patient, and he will be, and he'll take low for ball four. There it is, another walk for Tommy. So to first base goes Van de Sanden. And stepping in next will be Jake Pryor, who struck out. He was the first strikeout of the day for Lunsford. That was back in inning number one. Five nothing. Mac, after five runs in the first. Here's a hard swing and a line drive past the first baseman into right field. And Pryor's going to have a hit. He's going to move Van de Sanden up to third. And a single, now runners at the corners for Mack. So, yeah, Van de Sanden, he gets up to third. And Pryor, that hard line drive past the first baseman, Bouchard. He's on with his first hit of the day. And now Ramon Sepulveda steps in to the batter's box from the right side. Still out there, Ryan Lunsford. Starting hurler today for Hannibal LaGrange. And a chance of two outs in runners at the corners for Mack. Here's the pitch from Lunsford. Misses high, and it's going to be taken into left field for a base hit. Scoring on the play is Van de Sanden. Up to second goes Pryor, and Sepulveda has an RBI single. Looked like Lunsford missed the catcher's target on that one. And despite a high pitch, Sepulveda doesn't care. He takes it into the outfield for a hit. He's got an RBI, and it's 6-0 Mineral Area College. Riley Perks steps in now. Runners at first and second here in the bottom half of the second, 6-0 Mack. Perks batting from the left side against Lunsford, who remains in. Lunsford from the stretch brings the pitch, and it's high but in the zone, strike one. Oh, on the count. Lunsford with the baseball behind his back. Now he brings it to his glove. Just below his chin, and now he brings the pitch. And this one is driven into deep right center field at the wall. It's going to bounce up against the wall. And that's going to be a two RBI double for Riley Perks. Riley Perks knocks two home, and it is 8-0 Mineral Area College. Pryor scores on the play from second, and from first, Sepulveda uses the wheels to get home. Riley Perks, he walked in the first. He gets a double here in inning number two. And a couple RBIs attached. 8-0 Mac, two outs still in the second inning. Lunsford stays out there, and he will face Dylan Thomas. Mack has sent now seven batters to the plate in this inning. They batted around in the first. Thomas had an RBI double in the first inning. See if he can do that again. Righty-righty matchup. Lunsford comes set, brings the pitch, and a swing and a miss. Hard swing there from Thomas. Looking for a drive. He came up empty. It's 0-1. Dylan Thomas hitting just .227 entering the matchup, but again, had that double his third of the year. Got a couple home runs to his name as he foul ticks this one into the catcher. Strike two. Now 12 RBIs in 2019 for Thomas. Below his chin and out. As count remains 0-2, Lunsford comes set. Two outs. Looks back, the runner at second brings the pitch. Thomas whacks this one into left field. Waiting for it is Brizendine. He's going to make the catch, and that will end the inning. But not before Mack scores three more runs to add on to their lead. They lead 8-0 over Annibal LaGrange. We head to the third next on AM 800 KREI.
Hi, it's Hannah. The season will be here bright and sunny before we know it. And at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we brought back one of the popular tractor deals from last summer. Customers keep asking for us to bring it back, so here it is. Get the 35-horsepower shuttle shift four-wheel drive diesel tractor with the front loader, the 5-foot brush hog and 5-foot box blade, plus the 18-foot deluxe flatbed car hauler trailer for only $19,995. Oh, but wait, you also get the free. That's right, you will get the free 3,000 PSI pressure washer and two ratchet tie-downs. And of course, the best 6-year parts and labor warranty from LS, the major brand maker that you already know and love. So let me recap. Get the tractor, loader, brush hog, box blade, flatbed trailer all for only $19,995. Plus the free pressure washer and two ratchet tie-downs. Financing available on site. Just give us a call at 573-756-4353. And see us on Facebook at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
Back in on AM 800 KREI, Mineral Area College with five runs in the first, three runs in the second. They now lead 8-0 here as we head to the third inning from Park Hills. Spencer Burnham, a spotless, pretty much, first inning of work. As in, first inning for him, he worked the second inning and struck out the side, so he's going to get another chance to, well, replicate that, as the 9-1 and 2 hitters are due up for the Trojans of Annibal LaGrange. Due up first, the designated hitter, Mason Jones, he swings at the first pitch, floats it into right field, and coming on strong is Jake Pryor to make the play. Pryor got on his horse there to run that one down. And the first out is recorded on the first pitch here in inning number three. Back to the top we go now with Rybarski. And on deck is Nakayama. Annibal LaGrange has had a couple base runners in the form of walks, two of them to be exact. They have not been able to knock in a hit yet. As missing high here is Burnham. A rare loss of control there for Spencer, as he's been nailed so far today. Here comes the 1-0 with one out. This one's in there, strike one. It's been a pretty consistently big strike zone here today. And you love to see it consistent. That's really the only important thing. So here's a curveball that misses a little bit high, ball two from Rybarski. Or to Rybarski, I should say, from Burnham. And the sophomore back at it, brings the next pitch. This one's fouled off of the very top of the cage behind home plate. Stays in the field of play. It's a foul ball, though, 2-2 now the count. Rybarski sporting the, I think it's a black helmet, maybe it's navy blue, hard to tell from this angle. Either way, Burnham misses a little bit outside. It's now 3-2. And a full count pitch coming from Burnham. Here he goes. And it's swung on and missed. A high fastball. And down goes Rybarski. Fourth strikeout. And now five batters faced for Burnham. He's got two swinging, two looking. And Kota Nakayama, the center fielder who bats from the left side, will come up next. Burnham looking for another 1-2-3 inning. It would be his second consecutively, as he brings a fastball down the middle for strike one. Burnham's had a good season, the sophomore has, but a 4.29 ERA, chance to work on a couple more things here today, and looks like that's exactly what he's doing. As he brings another strike, it's now 0-2, and he's right back at it, working quick. Here comes the 0-2, a little bit high, ball one. Those guys that get right back into their motion after receiving the baseball. Always tough to square up because you got to be on your game as a hitter. Here's the 1-2 and a swing and a miss. He got him. Down goes Nakayama. Five strikeouts for Burnham, and that will end the inning. Another 1-2-3 And Animal LaGrange still empty on the scoreboard. 5-0 after one, 8-0 after two. We head to the bottom of the third next with Mac up by 8 on AM 800 KREI.
You love to shop at Patsy's.
This is Jamie from Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. If you're looking for new furniture, come and see us. We have a wide selection of living room, dining room, bedroom sets, and more. Visit us in the store or online at Facebook or at patsysfurniture.com. We have a wide variety of financing options available. Military and first responders receive a discount every day. May God bless you all.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5300.
Back in on AM 800 KREI, new pitcher coming in for Animal LaGrange to begin this bottom half of the third. Ryan Lunsford goes two innings, gives up eight runs, and he'll give way to a lefty in Hunter Exum, number 15. Hunter Exum takes the mound next. And obviously interesting with Mineral Area College sporting so many lefties in their lineup here today. How will they adjust to a new pitcher? 8-0 again the score, and we're told that the run rule will be, if it applies, 10 runs after 5. Right now we're on pace for that, certainly, but certainly plenty could happen as well. Mineral Area College enters 14-2 on the year, and the JV team from Animal LaGrange, the Trojans, 1-4-1. Mack will send to the plate the 8-9-1 hitters, Marte to come up first, then Jones, and then due up after that, Caleb Fierstake. Marte batting from the right side of the plate against the lefty, Exum. Exum with his first pitch of the game. A soft toss and lefty delivers it low and inside, ball one. Want to know the count. Here's the pitch. This one misses high and inside, ball two. Well, be sure to check out our Kohl's Tractor and Equipment website. You can listen to this and all of our games online at mymoinfo.com, courtesy of Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington. Here's a swing and a miss. 2-1 now the count. Home with the Bad Boy Mower and LS Tractors. Mow with an attitude and lead the herd. Don't just follow. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, Highway 32 in Farmington. Here's the 2-0 pitch. 2-1 pitch, I should say. It's in there. It's now even 2-2 to Marte. Live here from the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. This 2-2 misses a little bit high, ball three. Well, to be truthful, not quite a booth set up here on a table. Diagonal on the right side a little bit from home plate, right up against the cage. Here's a 3-2. It's high, ball four. Marte's going to walk here to lead off the bottom half of the third. Close enough to a booth. And with such nice conditions, the wind has calmed down a little bit of late. Hasn't really felt too cold out here. Temperatures coming in around 52 degrees at the moment. High is looking to be around that temperature here. Low 50s. As here's the first pitch. Swung on and fouled off high in the air. Will it get over the fence? It will. That'll act as strike one for sophomore Jared Jones. Animal LaGrange has gone from number 17 Ryan Lunsford to number 15 Hunter Exum. And Exum looking for his first out of his outing. From the stretch brings the 0-1, and it's a floater high, ball one. Hunter Exum from Farmersville, Texas. Actually listed as a first baseman as well as a pitcher, so can do both. One of those two-way players. Here's a 1-1. Again, misses high, ball two. Exum missing high a lot in his early pitches here of the outing. Runner at first is Marte with an 8-0 lead. Mack looking to strike again. Here's the 2-1. Swung on and hit hard, but foul. Over the fence behind home plate, out of play. It's now 2-2. That was certainly a liner. Just didn't quite go the right direction. But Max had plenty of solid contact. They found the holes in the defense, and that's why they find themselves ahead 8-0 in the first of our doubleheader here against Hannibal LaGrange. 2-2 pitch from Exum. Misses a little bit high, ball three. Second game will be played around 3. It'll be off our airwaves. As a full count pitch coming from Exum to Jones. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and missed. Strike 3. So Jones 0 for 2 on the day. Fouled out to first base in the first. Now strikes out here in the third. And that's Exum's first K of the day. Lunsford, by the way, ended the day with 3 strikeouts, giving up 8 runs. And we're back to the top of the order with Caleb Fearstake, batting for the third time in as many innings. Lefty-lefty matchup this time. Missing high is Exum, ball 1. Hicks is on deck. And so the two mashers in the lineup are who you're about to see. Both actually struck out in inning number 2, though. Here's the 1-0 from Exum. Swung on and missed. Strike 1. Fearstake wears 32 on his back. White numerals, white pants for Mac today with the red jerseys, black sleeves, and black helmets. There's the 1-1 coming from Exum. And a bunt was on there from Fearstake. He took it back, though. High, ball 2. Those checks of the uniforms. Brought to you by Serenity Hospice Care. Peace of mind when you need it most. 2-1 the count. Exum brings the pitch. And it's in the zone for strike 2. One out here in the bottom of the third. 8-0 Mac. Runner at first is Marte. Fearstake at the plate and time's called. Fearstake with 1 swing could give Mac a 10-run lead. Already with 7 homers on the year through 16 games. Here's a swing and a high drive into right field. Not a very deep drive, though, and the second baseman's going to come out and miss it. He tried to make the catch, couldn't make the play, and advancing to second is Marte. So that'll go down as an E4 there. Fearstake will take it, though. He reaches. And the second is Marte. Hicks is coming up next. And Liam Hicks, the only guy on the team that you could accurately say has just a little bit more power than his teammate Caleb Fearstake. Both of these guys, some of the hardest hitting baseball players in the country. Hicks with 10 home runs, second in the entire nation. Here's the pitch to him, and he swings and drives one into deep right field, back at the wall, and this one is gone! A home run for Liam Hicks, and he can make it now 11 on the season. A 3-RBI dinger to right field in the short porch, and it is now 11-0 Mineral Area College. Brody in right field could only watch it go. Marte scores, Fearstake scores, and Hicks has yet another home run. He touches them all. So 5 runs in the first, 3 in the second, now 3 in the third. Add it all up, it's 11-0 Cardinals. Base is empty now with 1 out. Here comes Tommy Van de Sanden. Van de Sanden takes high, ball 1. He's taking a lot of balls so far today. He's walked in both of his first 2 plate appearances. So good patience from the freshman. And here comes the 1-0. High ball 2. They just don't seem to want to give Van de Sanden anything to hit. Van de Sanden scored a run in each of the first two innings after those two walks. Here's the 2-0. And finally a strike down the middle, strike one. 2-1's now the count. Two and one. A pitch to Van de Sanden. He swings and hits this one hard, high in the air. Decent depth in right field, and the right fielder does come over, makes the play. He dropped it. Did he have it in his glove long enough? And it looks like he did not. So Brody out in right field had it for a moment, and looked like the umpire was ready to say out, but he dropped it, didn't have it long enough. That's an E9. And Van de Sanden's on first base. Here comes Pryor. Get already 11-0 here. Lefty-lefty matchup. Pryor steps in against the lefty Exum. Exum brings the pitch. Here's a swing and a hard hit to second base. This could be two. Out at second. The return to first is in time, but off the bag was the first baseman, it looks like, so it's only going to be one out. So fielder's choice is how it'll go down. Pryor does reach, but now two outs for Mineral Area College here in the bottom of the third. And let's look to see who we've got in here now. Exum to bring the first pitch. It misses. No, it's in there for strike one, I should say. Pinch hitter comes in for Mineral Area College. Ramon Sepulveda is out. Nick Allred is the pinch hitter. So Allred checks in for the shortstop. Or I should say the DH, Sepulveda. And he now sees himself in a 1-1 count. Sepulveda ends with a couple hits and a couple RBI. And the pitch to Allred is a swing and a miss, 1-2. Come on, Iggy. Come on, baby. Go right here, right now. Riley Perks is due up next, but might be a time that Mac starts using a bevy of pinch hitters. Here's the 1-2 from Exum, a swing and a hard liner past the third baseman. No, he gloves it, but it was in foul territory, so it won't matter. So he made the run over to first base, did Allred, but he's going to have to make the run back. And also having to make a return to a base is Jake Pryor, who made it all the way to second. It's a nice glove play there from McLeod. As it's now 1-2, and Allred waits for the pitch. Here it comes from Exum. A swing and a drive into right field. Decent depth here, and it is going to be caught in right field, and that will end the inning. A fly out to right, Brody makes the play, inning is over, but a three-run homer by Liam Hicks gives Mineral Area College an 11-0 lead. We head to the fourth inning, coming up on AM 800 KREI.
Here's another selling tip from Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. When should you list? Now is a great time. Supply is low, but there are still an adequate number of buyers available. This will give you a greater opportunity of selling due to less competition. Call or text me, Vanessa Troche, at 573-330-6261. Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We'll help you through the selling process from beginning to end. Find us online at coldwellbankerholsey.com and follow us on Facebook.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank. And our new app offers SecureSwipe. SecureSwipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Our color weather radar watches the skies over Missouri's parkland. We'll tell you what it sees here on AM 800 KREI, Farmington, Bismarck, Potosi.
And a rack on AM 800 KREI. Heading to the fourth inning now. It's an 11-0 score in favor of Mineral Area College. And some substitutions to tell you about. Harrison Keene, the new pitcher for Mineral Area College. And it looks like a pinch hitter coming in for the Trojans. Well, not a pinch hitter necessarily, as he came in on defense earlier. But Noah Magdich will get his first at-bat of the day. Came in a catcher for Hudson earlier, who was struggling with blocking a little bit. As here's the pitch from Keene, is going to be floated over to short, and the play is made by Tommy Van de Sanden over there. So a quick little pop to short, and one down at the top of the fourth inning. Jacob Bouchard to come up next. It's 3, 4, and 5 due up for the Trojans. Three just went down in Magdich, and now it's Bouchard. McLeod is on deck. A lefty, Bouchard takes the strike one from the hurler and Keene. Garrison Keene coming in here, making just his second appearance of the year. He's thrown a spotless inning of work to this point. Here's a foul ball, strike two. So again, a chance to get some guys in that don't normally play. As Keene with that spotless inning, one strikeout to go along with it earlier in the year. No runs given up. The 0-2, this one's poked into left field, and coming on strong is Perks to make the play. So fly out to left, two down quickly in the top of the fourth. Brock McLeod to come up next. 11-0 Mineral Area College. Baseball season well underway here is Mack looking to go 15-2 here today, and then, of course, another game to be played here in this doubleheader. They're hoping to make it 16-2 by the end of the day, but they're well on their way to becoming 15-2 at least. Here's a bouncing ball to short. Now it's going to be cut off by the third baseman. The throw across the diamond by Marte in time, and the inning is over. 1-2-3 after that, 5-3 by McLeod. And Keene works a 1-2-3 spotless inning. No runs scored here in the top of the fourth. To the bottom of the fourth we go, 11-0 Mineral Area College.
Do you know anyone who would like to join the YMCA, but affordability is an issue? Well, last year, the Jefferson County Family YMCA awarded over $100,000 in financial assistance to members of our community that qualified, allowing over 700 youth and adults access to a variety of Y activities. Our annual fundraising campaign has begun, and 100% of all contributions are distributed locally. Call the Y at area code 636-931-9622.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment, or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
And we're back on AM 800 KREI, bottom of the fourth to get started between Mineral Area College, Hanimal LaGrange. Mack leads 11-0. Still on the mound is Hunter Exum for the Trojans. And we'll see who Mack brings up here. They've got plenty of options as far as if they want to substitute some guys in and get them some time, and it looks like they'll do that. Riley Perks was due up in this spot for Mack. It looks like it's going to be Kurt Dawkins instead. So Kurt Dawkins leads off here in the bottom of the fourth. And Dawkins, the right-handed hitter, faces off against Exum, the lefty. First pitch is a little bit inside, ball one. 6, 7, and 8 spots due up. It will be Dawkins, and then due up after that, Thomas and Marte. We'll see if either of those two come up to bat here with Mack well in control. This one misses low, ball two. Kurt Dawkins on the year. batting 250. He's made five starts. This is his 10th appearance on the season. His 2-0 pitch is grounded foul. Dawkins has yet to hit a home run this year. He's got five RBI, one double. 375 on base percentage. Here's the 2-1. And Dawkins goes right back up the middle. Shortstop makes the play originally, but then fumbles it. And Rybarski, with an error, leads to Dawkins getting on base. Dylan Thomas will not be the batter here in this spot. Drew Bletchley will come in. So another pinch hitter here in the bottom of the fourth. As on base is Dawkins at first. This pitch misses well outside, ball one. Drew Bletchley, let's take a look at the numbers for him. He's played in three games. This will actually be his first official at-bat, assuming it doesn't end in a walk, of course. He's got two of those on the season. This one misses high, ball one. Ball two, I should say. And actually, not walks as in base on balls. He's been hit by two pitches. So he's still waiting for his first official at-bat. Here's a swing and a miss, 2-1 at a low pitch. He has scored a run as the freshman from Wentzville, Missouri. Bleckley awaits the 2-1 from Exum. And it's in there for strike two. So isn't that funny? An HBP, not exactly an ordinary play, and he almost leads his team with very limited plate appearances. See what he does here on the 2-2 pitch. As Exum from the stretch makes the delivery, and this one is in there for a strike three looking. Strikeout number two for Exum. And actually, they're going to say that was strike two, it looks like, so our number's a little bit off there. Either way, now 2-2 the count as Exum does not have strikeout number two. He'll look for it here against Bleckley. Here's the delivery from Exum. A swing and a bouncer, a slow one back to the mound. Exum charges, makes the throw, nice stretch, and the out is recorded. As Bouchard at first base reaches out and catches that baseball. I go down as a 1-3. Moving up to second base was Dawkins. And a pinch hitter for Marte as well. Looks like Doug Payne will get his chance here in the bottom of the fourth. As Exum comes set, runner at second, one out here in the bottom half of the fourth. And this one's in there for a strike one. Let's check on the numbers for Doug Payne. Played in 10 games, started one game. He's got 8 at-bats, a 125 batting average on the year. So looking for hit number 2. And he'll send a ground ball to third base. This one's booted, and it'll result in Payne reaching on an error. Staying at second base is Dawkins, an E5. And now runners at first and second. And I guess the only good thing for Hannibal LaGrange is now the force at any base is set up with one out, and still hitting in his place will be Jared Jones. Jones is fouled out to first and struck out. He's 0 for 2 looking for his first hit. This one misses low, ball one. Mack has scored at least three runs in each inning, 5-3 and 3 in the first, second, and third, respectively. We're here in the fourth. They're still looking for their first number on the scoreboard, so to speak, here in the inning. Not that they necessarily need it, as taking low here is Jones. Again, we expect the run rule to be 10 after 5 here in the bottom of the fourth, so one more chance for Hannibal LaGrange coming in the top half of the fifth inning. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Misses. Ball three. First game of a doubleheader between Mack and Hannibal LaGrange. Second one scheduled to begin at about 3. That'll be off our airwaves. Here comes the 3-0. And it's down the middle, strike one. A few sponsors we'd like to thank for powering our broadcast here today. Applebee's of Farmington, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, Home Pools and Spas in Lenington, and Mineral Area College right here in Park Hills. 3-1 count. Exum comes set, brings the pitch, and looks like it misses just a little bit low. Jones works the walk. Moving up to second base, Payne. To third goes Dawkins. And they're loaded for Caleb Fearstake, who comes up next, who continues to bat. Lefty-lefty matchup. And Fearstake will take a strike one. Breaking ball in there in the middle of the zone. Fearstake had a double in the first inning, struck out in the second, reached on an error in the third. So he's 1-for-3 on the day. As here's the 0-1. In there on the outer half this time. Looked like a changeup, strike two. You can hear the Mac contingent cheering on Caleb Fearstake as he sees an 0-2 count, and he swings and hits it hard to second base. Could be two out at second. The return to first, not in time. A run will score on the fielder's choice. It's now 12-0, Mac. Coming in to score there was Dawkins. To third went Payne. Out at second is Jones. And Fearstake with an RBI on the fielder's choice. Up now, Liam Hicks. You know what he did in the third inning? A 3-run homer into right field. Runners at the corners with two outs. 12-0, Mac. Here's the pitch. And it floats high, ball one. Hicks had a deep fly out to center field in the first inning. He almost has had two home runs. Struck out in between in the second inning. Here's the 1-0 to Hicks. A swing and a hard hit ball into right field, but it's going to be a foul ball. That'll even the count 1-1. That drive was our Gilser Mary Lee drive of the game. Gilser Mary Lee is hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates. Call Mike Welker, 800-851-5371. 1-1 count. Hicks, the catcher, looking for his second long ball of the day. Here's the 1-1. Hicks swings and pops it up high and out of play on the third base side. Hicks now with 11 home runs on the year. He came in to the contest second in the country in home runs. Runners at the corners, first and third. As Exum looks at his catcher for instruction. And now Hicks readies for the pitch. A 1-2 delivery, misses low, blocked by Magdich. It's now 2-2. Still 52 degrees here, feels around 50. Winds have really calmed since earlier in the game. Partly cloudy skies. Here comes the 2-2 from Exum. Hicks swings in, knocks it foul behind home plate. It's a ground ball. More sponsors to thank. Bloomsdale Bank and Bloomsdale Herculaneum, St. Jen and Crystal City, Patsy's Furniture, St. Joe Drive, Park Hills, Presbyterian Manor in Farmington, Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington. 2-2 still a count to Hicks. And here's the pitch from Exum. High, ball three. Gilser Mary Lee, Serenity Hospice Care, Potosi Lumber, Bryant Restoration in Farmington and Poplar Bluff, Mario's Italian Farmington, your local McDonald's, and the Doe Run Company. A walk would load the bases. 3-2, two outs. 12-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Mineral Area College ahead, looking to add on. And the 3-2 delivery from Exum, and first we'll have time. Exum took a while there. Hicks trying to make it a crooked number in each inning for Mack if he can knock in a run here. The pitch, 3-2, and it is through the right side of the infield, and that will be an RBI single. One run does come in to score, and Liam Hicks does it again. It is now 13-0 Mineral Area College. Scoring on the play, Payne. And advancing to third, Fearstake. And now coming up is Tommy Van de Sanden. 13-0, Mineral Area College. Another chance for Van de Sanden to add on. This one is low in the dirt. Gets by the catcher. Fearstake's going to move up from third and get home for the run. And to second goes Hicks. That's the second time that Fearstake has scored in that fashion. He did so in the first inning as well. 14-0 now, Mineral Area College. Van de Sanden with a 1-0 count, awaits the pitch, swings, hits it hard, a bouncing ball foul, though, on the third base side. So 5-3-3-3 in the first, second, third, and fourth, respectively, for Mineral Area College. It's been a dominating effort for the Cardinals in game one of the doubleheader here today against Hannibal LaGrange. Van de Sanden still with a chance to add on. And here's the 1-1. He takes high, ball two. It's going to be interesting to figure out who our Applebee's player of the game is. Tempted to give it to Hicks just because he's got a home run. But we'll see. We'll review. Here's the 2-1. This one's popped up in the air. Foul territory, out of play. Hicks with a couple hits. 4 RBI. Had that deep fly out to center. Should have been 2 home runs. Almost was. Seems to be the most likely candidate for us. But we'll see. 2-2. Exum working against Van de Sanden. And here's the delivery. Misses low, ball three. A little bit of dirt comes up after the catcher Magdich blocks it. Dirt surrounding home plate. Dirt infield and then grass in between home plate and the dirt on the infield and of course, a dirt mound as well. Here's the 3-2 payoff pitch. This one's taken into right field. A chance for Brody to make the play. He's coming on, and he makes the catch. And that will end the inning. Max scores 3 more runs. It's 14-0. To the top of the fifth we go on AM 800 KREI.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team, making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Convenience at your fingertips. Whether you have checking accounts, saving accounts, CDs, IRAs, or loans, you can access all of your accounts on Bloomsdale Bank's easy-to-use mobile app. View balances, make transfers, and enjoy many other features the Bloomsdale Bank app has to offer. Visit their website at bloomsdalebank.com or visit any of their 5 locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back in on AM 800 KREI, 14-0 Mineral Area College. And with what we expect to be a 10-run rule after 5 innings, this should, in theory, be the Trojans' last chance to cut into the lead before the game is called. Looks like a pitching change on the mound here for Mineral Area College. Let's tell you about that quickly, as it will be Matt Gilvery. He's going to check in now, the lefty. Redshirt freshman. So a new pitcher for Mac to finish off the game here. And for the Trojans, it's going to be 6, 7, and 8 due up. McClung, Brizendine, and Brody are the men that are set to hit here in the top half of the fifth inning. Here's a ball one in there, and we're underway in the top half of inning number 5. Again, 14-0 the score. It's been a dominating effort for Mineral Area College to this point. Here's a high and inside pitch, ball 2. McGilvery brings the 2-0 and hits the upper inside corner, strike 1. So McGilvery, redshirt freshman, look at his numbers, a 1.50 ERA, 5-0 record. He's now making his 7th appearance as a foul ball makes it a 2-2 count. He has started one game. He's got 19 strikeouts in 18 innings. Here's the 2-2. And this one's popped up on the right side of the infield. Second baseman is there, makes the catch, and there's one down. Drew Pleckley in there now at second base. And that'll bring up Dakota Brizendine. Two more outs for the Trojans here in the top half of the fifth. And here's the pitch in there for strike 1. So Mac looking to improve to 15-2, and looks like they're moments away from doing that as McGilvray delivers strike 2 to Brizendine. Home Pools and Spas postgame show coming up after this. Hope to hear from an assistant coach for Mineral Area College. Jordan Thompson generally joins us. It's now 0-2. And, of course, assistants running the ship here today with head coach Blake Jones out with an illness. There's the 0-2, a swing and a late swing at that down the first base side, a foul ball on a ground ball. Thanks to pitching coach Ryan Verjink for joining us pregame for the Fleeks Equipment pregame show. Did a great job of detailing what we were to expect here today. As McGilvray misses high and inside, ball 1. Brizendine today, 0-1 with a strikeout looking. He's swinging here with 2 strikes and fouls it away. On deck is Brody. And if Brizendine's retired here, he could represent the last hope for the Trojans. A swing and a miss at a high fastball, and Brizendine now has a strikeout looking and swinging. Down he goes. First strikeout for McGilvery. And coming up next, Daniel Brody with now 2 outs in the top of the fifth in Mineral Area College, leading 14-0. Lefty-lefty matchup. Brody steps in, swings and misses, strike 1. Brody struck out in inning number 2. That was part of a 1-2-3 with all 3 of those strikeouts coming for Spencer Burnham, who had a fantastic outing. This is the 4th pitcher the Max used now in 5 innings. And it's exactly what Coach Verjink told us about pregame. A staff day for his pitchers. As here's the swing and a miss, 1-2. And Trojans down to their last strike in all likelihood. As we understand, the run rule will be used here. Leading by more than 10 after 5. And it's right down the middle, strike 3. McGilvery gets him. And that will be the game. Mineral Area College comes out. Looks to give out their DAP, and a 14-0 result is going to mark the end of this game. A winner for Mac, who improves now to 15-2 on the season. A great start to the year for Mineral Area College. We'll have your Home Pools and Spas postgame show coming up next.
Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Road in Ludington is the place to go for your pool or spa. Tom Boatwright of Farmington bought his pool there, and he's not afraid to recommend them to others.
Oh, yeah, I've already recommended multiple times. Jason is good at constructing the pool. He'll do exactly what you want, recommend what you need. It's just an excellent place to do business.
Home Pools and Spas in Ludington, homepoolsandspas.net.
Everybody's going home is where the fun Everybody's is. Going home.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at your home, the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. What is the No Bull Deal? It's simple. It's a deal no other Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep dealer offers. Sure, you can shop around, but we're confident that you will come home to our way of doing business. We take the nationally advertised programs one step further and offer you the lowest locally advertised price, and we guarantee it. So whether you see us first or see us last, we are the dealer that will give you the best No Bull Deal and service anywhere. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
Over the last 45 years, Comtree has been recognized as the safety net for Jefferson County and the hope for Jefferson County.
We are proud to serve more than 10% of Jefferson County residents, with 75% of our growth from the community telling their experience to friends and family.
We invite you and your family to join the Comtree family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment.
Welcome to our family tree.
Make it a great family night at Applebee's Bar and Grill. Hi, this is Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. Start out with a couple of appetizers, have the kids choose from the kids menu, and then for yourself, how about double crunch shrimp, hand-battered fish and chips, or cedar salmon with maple mustard glaze? Go to Applebee's.com to get specific times for happy hour and half-price appetizers. Doing good in the neighborhood at Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington.
Liam Hicks, so 10 home runs, second in the entire nation. Here's the pitch to him, and he swings and drives one into deep right field, back at the wall, and this one is gone. A home run for Liam Hicks, and he can make it now 11 on the season. A 3-RBI dinger to right field in the short porch, and it is now 11-0 Mineral Area College. That was our Gilser Mary Lee play of the game, Gilser Mary Lee drive of the game, and it was also our Patsy's Furniture play of the game. You'll love to shop at Patsy's St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. Well, great results for Mineral Area College, 14-0 the final, and we welcome now the assistant coach for the Mineral Area College men's baseball team, Jordan Thompson, joins us now. And Coach, not much to say negatively. You used a bunch of pitchers. They all put up zeros. And a bunch of runs in each inning, a crooked number in every single one. You earn a run rule, and first of the doubleheaders, got to feel good.
Yeah, it feels really good. It was nice to get some different guys in. Good to see the staff day. This is what we kind of do in the midweeks is throw a lot of guys. I thought everyone threw pretty well. It's a good tune-up for the weekend.
Anyone specifically, kind of stick out to you? I know Spencer Burnham came in there, had one of those innings. He struck out the side. He certainly had a good performance, and a couple of other guys as well.
Yeah, I think Garrison Keene was really good. Spencer was definitely good, but we see that out of him a lot. Garrison's been good our last two outings. He's a guy that can really help us down the stretch if he throws strikes, and he's really done that in his last two outings.
Well, Liam Hicks, according to our numbers, came into the contest second in the nation in home runs. He hits another one. It was our play of the game, and he also added on a RBI single. So 4 RBIs. He had a really deep fly out in the first inning, which I thought might have had a chance off the bat. And he just continues to, whoever's in front of him, hit the baseball, and he's doing it well, and he's done it again here today.
He is. He's a special kid. Every day we see him just gets better and better. I thought the first ball he hit had a chance, and then he had the strikeout. I was glad to see him come back with a big home run and then another hit. So he's really, really good for us.
And it has to help as well to have Caleb Fearstake hitting in front of him. So you can't necessarily be too careful with either one, because they can both make you pay if you do that.
No doubt. Those two guys are really special for us. Having them back-to-back, both lefties, are very good. Caleb always gets us started off. Even with the leadoff double for the game, wasn't hit well, but he just runs well, got a leadoff double. He does a great job at the leadoff spot for us.
Well, Coach, I talked to other assistant man Ryan Verjink before the game, and he told us this is a great chance today, now that you've got one game out of the way, but it's a great chance today to, you know, tune up a little bit before you get back into Region 16 play later in the week on the road as well. Do you feel like you're doing that here? I know you still got one more contest, so I guess we'd have to figure out how you feel about that after the day in its entirety, but a good start to the day for sure.
No doubt. Just like I said, you know, these guys need a bullpen day if we don't play, and when we play, they get to have better game action. So this is really good tune-up for our arms. And any day you get to see live pitching for hitters and defenders, it's just a really good tune-up. So we have Crowder this weekend. It'll be a good test. Hopefully play well getting in game two.
All right, Coach, sounds good. Well, we appreciate the time as always. Good luck in game two, and a fantastic outing here today, 14-0 in game one. Thank you very much for the time, Coach.
Thank you, sir.
And we appreciate it, Coach. And that was the assistant coach for Mineral Area College, Jordan Thompson. He joins us here on AM 800 KREI. 14-0 the score. We'll be back to wrap it up in just a moment. The Mineral Area College men's baseball team defeats Hannibal LaGrange here today.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com.
Back in one final time on AM 800 KREI to wrap things up here from Park Hills. Mineral Area College earns the victory 14-0 today against Hannibal LaGrange. The Trojans will try their luck one more time in the second of the doubleheader later at about 3. That one will be off our airwaves, but we'll see what Mineral Area College can do. They improved to 15-2. They're now 6-2 at home, and they'll look to improve to 16-2 later on as well. Well, again, you heard Coach Thompson talk about it just a moment ago. A good chance for a tune-up before getting back into Region 16 play at Crowder. A very tough team. That'll be starting on Thursday. You've got one game on Thursday, a doubleheader on Friday, and then another game on Saturday at Crowder in Region 16. MAC 4-2 in Region 16 play. They're actually undefeated on the road, 9-0, both their losses coming at home to St. Charles earlier in the month of March. So a good start, obviously, for Mineral Area College this year, and they continue it here today. Be sure to tune in on J98 later to Fredericktown and North County soccer action. That's according to our hearing care partner's upcoming broadcast schedule. They listen so you can hear. Andy will have your call on that one. And the spring sports, are just getting started here for the high school level. We've been doing these MAC baseball games for a couple weeks now, but we had our first Potosi and St. Pius baseball game on Saturday, it was, and now we've got our first girls soccer game of the year coming up later today. So it's a fun day, on regional radio with this baseball game that just happened and a soccer game later as well. That's going to do it for us, though. 14-0. Thanks for tuning into the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Mac gets the win over Hannibal LaGrange. I've got one more off the air coming up later. And thanks to Jack, of course, back in studio for powering our broadcast, hitting all the right buttons. This has been Nick Lewis, and we'll see you later.